Which is usually weekly, talk about random tech stuff, WTF news, and stuff that Gonzo doesn't like. You can catch us online at thenoisecast.com, on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. We have a Facebook page. We also have a Google Plus page. And I'm pretty sure we're in the works of getting a MySpace page. Vito's been put in charge of that. So,
we've got sparkly backgrounds and everything.
Woo! And a picture of Edward Cullen.
Jacob.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm kicking Vito off this podcast now. Anyway, with us tonight, we obviously have Vito.
Skyrim.
And Gonzo.
I don't give a shit about anything.
And me. I am your host, Chris, otherwise known as Kevlar. Anyway, not a whole lot of tech topics tonight. It's been a fairly slow couple of weeks. Before we get to Skyrim, we'll try to cover some other things. Adobe killed Flash for mobile. Basically they're going to stop developing it, which people are calling a giant win for Apple, but those are just, idiots, because it's a giant win for everybody.
I mean, it's not really necessary anymore because most major websites have a mobile browser that's optimized for your mobile browsing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really, I mean, the only time you really run into using Flash Mobile is watching YouTube videos. And since YouTube is
Mobile,
basically you can get it all in HTML5, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
One of the things,
and Android has, because Google owns YouTube and Android, there's a dedicated YouTube app that pulls it all in HTML5 anyway.
Yeah.
That's not just Windows Phone has that, for crying out loud, so.
Even my BlackBerry does that.
Well, I'm surprised that your BlackBerry does anything.
Well, you know, me too, a lot.
Anyway, on to, less bashing of Ray and his ghetto ass phone. One of the things that annoys me is that I don't know how many people randomly scan QR tags like I do. I know I even did an article on how stupid of an idea that is, but seriously, who's going to hack a Windows phone? So I scan a bunch of them, like I'll find them on the ground, and they'll be like the thing inside of a gum wrapper, or I even found one from Marlboro that someone pulled out of their pack, had a QR code on it. It takes you to a site, and the entry page is a Flash. So you get to the site, and you can't even go past, you can't even skip the Flash intro page. It just says, you need Flash to see this page. And that's the only thing that's displayed.
So they didn't
really think about it, no.
Yeah, they gave you a link that you're only going to be accessing on a mobile device,
yeah,
and then made it so that it wouldn't work on a mobile device.
Yeah.
Fucking genius.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's that. Otherwise, Flash, I know we've had a discussion about this before, it's unwieldy and on most computers, and it's being replaced by HTML5. So, mobile Flash isn't really a victory for anyone in particular, I think. Do you even have it on yours, or do you even use it?
What?
Flash?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got Flash, and I use it, but it does work, but it's, in the beginning, like a year ago, it worked fine, and then over time, for some strange reason, it got worse. It got slower. It lagged the system a whole lot harder.
Story of Flash since its inception on any platform.
Yeah. So in the beginning, when Steve Jobs said, "Nope, Flash sucks. You're not going to use it," I was like, "Well, Steve Jobs, you're a fucking jackhole. Kiss my ass. It works fine on my phone." And, you know, over the last year, it has turned into a unwieldy piece of shit like everything else on this damn phone.
Oh, so you're a little bitter.
Fucking Droid X. I can't wait to get this thing.
I'm all for HTML5 coming about, but I just don't see it coming as fast as everyone thinks it's going to.
Okay, I don't care when it really comes about. As long as the major sites implement it, and when they sense that there's a mobile device surfing there, you know, like a smartphone, touchscreen mobile, it takes you to that. That works fine for me. Because, Pandora's new page, HTML5, plays on my phone. No problem. You know, it plays on my computer. No problem. It's cross-platform. I don't need to worry about an app. I mean, a Pandora app would be better, obviously, than having a web page because the web page isn't sized, right? But it works.
Well, something that we need to explain again is that HTML5 isn't it's not a container. Well, it's a container. It's not it's not like Flash. It isn't built specifically to play videos and do the things that Flash does. It's a container that holds the code. It's the language. It's not what Flash is.
But
I know that a lot of people get that confused. They're like, oh, well, it's HTML5 video, and it's...
Well, there's HTML5 and there's CSS3 and then there, you know, all the other stuff that all comes together to be browser based versus plugin based,
right?
Which is what makes it better, in the end. But I don't know. It's Eric did a huge piece on how Flash pretty much made the internet as awesome as it was. Like, I mean, he talked about, you know, the stick death cartoons. You know,
Stick Death was awesome.
Oh, I know, dude. Yeah, and Stick Death was just amazing. And without Flash, it would have been GIFs, GIFs, figs, if you will. Those got old. I mean, now they have. I mean, I've seen one that runs at like 3 minutes, a 3 minute long, you know, audioless movie.
That's usually fucking annoying, though.
Some of them are kind of funny.
You're thinking it's going to be funny, and then you get to the end and it starts to loop over, and you're like, what the fuck did I just sit here and watch?
The Facebook one from World War II, where they're all updating each other's Facebooks and trolling each other. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That one's pretty funny. And that's like, I think that's like maybe 45 seconds.
Yeah, but the thing about a GIF is you want to show somebody, you have to wait for it to cycle back around.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta wait for it to load up all the way.
Yeah. You're
like, dude, check this shit out. This is insane.
Or you just
you're like halfway through it.
Open it in its own tab and hit refresh.
Well, even that's annoying.
That's a lot of work.
When you're on
a
mobile device waiting for one of those fucking 20-minute goddamn images to load, takes forever.
Yeah. It's they don't run well on mobile devices anyway. But
come back after lunch. I got something funny I want to show you.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That sounds like a pickup line.
Okay, on the phone.
Yeah. We're moving forward. We moved the dial-up from our desk to our pocket. Yeah, so that's enough of that bullcrap. I don't know if we really want to talk about this. Kindle sales are looking more impressive than initial iPad sales, which is kind of surprising because it's not the iPad, but it's not surprising because people are more accepting to owning tablets, and it's coming in at a... What the hell?
Yeah, you're getting kind of choppy there, buddy.
So, yeah, Kindle, more sales possible than the opening of the iPad. You know, cool, good for Amazon. They're establishing themselves. And they're also coming into the price point that, you know, most people who don't want the iPad or don't want a tablet but don't get the iPad because it's so expensive, they're almost at the impulse buy level.
Yes, this isn't something that I'm surprised about at all. I actually figured that this was going to happen as soon as I heard about the Kindle Fire and saw the price point that it was coming in at. It's exactly like I said a couple months ago when this whole thing first came out. This is for people that want a color e-reader that don't want to deal with all of the crazy bullshit that you have and paying $800 for the Wi-Fi and the 3G and the fucking apps
but
and everything.
It's not even an just an e-reader. I mean, they've completely.
It's a tablet that's that's kind of stripped down to it does have tablet qualities and tablet features.
By the fact that it is a tablet, it should.
Right, but for the most part, most people aren't buying this so that they have a big web browser in their pocket. They're buying it because they want a color e-reader. And because it's backed by Amazon, a name that more people trust. More people than just Apple people.
Yeah. And the other thing is that Apple opened up the market to being accepting of tablets. Like, before they were a niche market. They were for people who wanted something super flashy or something that someone could walk around with and take notes on, like inventory folks. But now they're kind of, you know, they're more mainstream. You know, people have them on a regular basis. And I think the fact that Amazon is such a trusted name that, and the fact that they had it on their homepage for, you know, a month.
Marketing saying, the shit out of that.
Well, thing. Yeah. I mean, and they have the power to leverage it. So, and you know, essentially it's free marketing because everything they advertise, they get money for, you know, they advertise stuff on there to make money from it. So, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. They have millions of page hits a day. That come in and they're going to see that. And it's Amazon. It's made by Amazon. It's, you know, it has the name Kindle on it. So people who trust the Kindle are going to like it. So, I mean, they're really bringing everything into this. And the fact that they've been building up their own marketplace and they've tweaked Android. So I don't know how well the tweaked Android runs, but it's not, I don't know. It seems to have a bigger name than Motorola or BlackBerry or HTC or any of the other tablets.
Well, I think the big key behind the operating system that they're using is that it's not the traditional Android that people think of. It's not like they did what Motorola or HTC or Samsung did. They didn't just take Android and skin it. They forked it is what it's called. They used Android as a base and then built their system on top of it. So yeah. it's not going to be laggy and chugging along because it's pulling all of the Android stuff and then all of Motorola's stuff or all of Samsung stuff.
Yeah.
It's only using what it needs to use. And they stripped out all of the extraneous stuff, the Google services that they don't need, all the GPS stuff. And it's only running what needs to be running.
It's basically the netbook of tablets, but it has power, if that makes sense. It's not something that you're going to do everything on, but it's cheap. It's good at what it's made for.
And it's backed by Amazon. So you got the Amazon App Store on there, which I can attest is fucking amazing. I love the Amazon App Store. You've got the Amazon MP3. You got their cloud storage all right there in your pocket.
And the fact that it's Wi-Fi only, that helps a lot when it's when you're all sky, you know, you're all cloud-based, is that you're not going to be running up massive 3G, you know, you're not going to have to worry about your bandwidth because you're going over your home Wi-Fi. Because seriously, most people don't use the 3G on their, that I know of. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people who commute with it, like, you know, public transit folks, but there's not a lot of that around here. You know, everywhere but the East Coast, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't really bother me much at all having my tablet strictly Wi-Fi, because if I'm going somewhere that I'm going to want to take my tablet, I make sure that I put whatever I want to watch or read or play with on the tablet before I go, and I'm never really stricken by an intense need to download something right now when I'm out. And if I just absolutely have to have it that badly, I'll look at it on my phone.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing that, you know, prompted me to not get the Whisper Sync Kindle when we bought our Kindle, because, you know, we don't take it anywhere but home, and it's not like I'm ever somewhere and I'm like, I really need to read that book that I just saw on the shelf over there. If I really need that book, I'm going to go buy it in paperback. I'm sorry. You know, I still know how to read paper. Anyway, speaking of awesome OSs and stuff. HP is talking about selling WebOS. It's not exactly surprising, considering
this is unexpected and different.
Well, you know, yeah. Okay, I like the title of this, is HP feels the sting of buyer's remorse. They should feel the sting of management remorse. Because I've played with WebOS. It wasn't horrible, but the fact that they didn't do anything with it, I mean, they had the opportunity to come out and make, you know, phones and tablets that people liked, and then they just kind of didn't. They put out, what, two things? They put out another Palm Pre, and then, or another Pre, and then they put out the what was the name of that? I don't even remember. The one that went on sale for late night.
The Pixie?
No, the tablet. The one that went...
Oh,
God, I don't even remember.
The HP touchpad.
Yeah, that. And then they didn't sell any of them until they dropped the price down to $100. And then they even considered making more of them to sell at that price.
That's because people were murdering themselves to get it at that point.
Well,
and the fucked
up
thing is, they weren't even keeping WebOS on it. Half the people that bought them just fucking threw Android on it.
Well, yeah. And that's still an ongoing process, too. Which, I thought that was stupid. They bought it before they even knew there was going to be an Android port. I mean, a couple of people said, yeah, you can do it, but there wasn't a working solution at the time.
Right, but if you know anything about the hacker market...
They're just hedging their bet, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, the architecture has to be the same. And I guess they said that it was similar enough that they could get it to work, but it's still taking a little longer than normal to get that out.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Well, no,
it's...
People have Android on their...
I know they do.
...touchpads now.
I know. It's been like a month since that happened. Usually, like when a phone comes out, there's a new, you know, there's instant. Like, seriously, the Thunderbolt came out, and like 2 days later, you could do anything you wanted with it. That's what.
Yeah,
I mean. I'm sure the
solution to fucking rooting my Droid X. Fucking Motorola.
Yeah. I didn't say it has to work, but it took it. I think the alpha came out like 2 weeks after that sale, and then the beta came out like a week after that. I don't know, it seemed to be a little longer, but I don't really follow Android because it's kind of useless.
What do you know?
I know a lot.
LOL Windows Phone.
Yeah, speaking of Windows Phone, I'm going to do a mini app review, Spotify for Windows Phone 7. If you like Spotify, you like everything like the syncing, your local stuff, sharing playlists, everything like that, it all works great. On the mobile app for Windows Phone 7. I've heard that the Android app is a little ugly and stupid. Have you tried it, Vito?
I have the free version, and I fucking quit using that shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like Spotify to begin with, and then...
That's because you like Dragon Metal, and it's not fucking on there.
What the fuck? Shut up, Ginger! And
they don't
just
have Skyrim music.
They just killed off 200... of their labels. They pulled 200 labels off of shit. So
that just
reduced your library.
Well, yeah, my library. Yes, my library is smaller, but it was all metal, and I don't listen to metal that.
You're missing out, sir.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Kevlar on that one.
I don't mind metal, and I'll listen to it sometimes, but that's not the only thing I listen to. I listen to a lot. I actually listen to more folk music than anything else.
You fucking listen to Mumford and Sons, you bitch.
No, I actually don't like them. Anyway. But the app itself actually is really smooth for... it works real well with the new Mango background running, and it fully integrates into the, if you press the rocker volume switch, it'll bring down, you know, a pause and then next song, last song menu. It all goes through your playlist or whatever. And you can, if you have the premium account, which I decided to spring for a month just to totally play with it and flush it out, you can download the shared playlists. You know, I have a couple of people, like I think Eric and then Tawny and Rosa. I'm all friends with them, so I downloaded a couple of their playlists onto my phone, so I have And that ran up my data bill by about a gig once I got done with that. But and then you can set up your own playlist on your computer and then just go to your phone, sync it, press download. It'll actually download to your phone. You don't need a data connection to play it. So that's cool.
There you go. I like Spotify better than like Pandora.
Yeah, and the fact that I can call up any song I want is really cool. Usually I use YouTube for that, even on my phone. If I really want to hear a song, I'll just pull it up on YouTube. But a lot of times this stuff isn't available on mobile, so I'm kind of SOL. But if I really have the urge to listen to a song, it's probably on Spotify. If I ever get the urge to listen to Jagged Metal, I'll just stick my head in a bowl of...
What the fuck is Jagged Metal?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. What are we supposed to know?
I actually turned the music off on Skyrim. It's mostly orchestra type stuff, but I don't
turn it off.
Why do I turn it off? Because
so we can listen to his fucking Dragon Metal.
We'll talk about this when we get to the Skyrim, unless we're gonna roll into.
Okay. You know what? Screw it. Let's roll in the Skyrim.
When you said that you looked at my Reddit post and they were all Skyrim, it's because of this reason. I made a suggestion to the Skyrim community. I told them what I do when I play. Skyrim is a game
listen
that's
to Dragon
all about.
Metal.
I'm going to stab you in your fucking gingery beard. It's a game that's all about immersion. You want to put yourself into the game, and you really can get completely lost in the world of Skyrim. But something that irritated me about it is the orchestra that's always behind you and the chanting. And
they follow you around? Is that like...
Do. It's like the fucking minstrels from Monty Python. It's really annoying. I got tired of hearing about the brave Sir Robin all the time, so I turned the music off, and it completely changes the atmosphere of the entire game because you hear everything. The sound design in Skyrim is so amazing that when you're walking around, you can hear the crickets, and then say there's a wolf sneaking up on you, the crickets will actually stop as they would in real life.
I don't know. I've never been stalked by a wolf, but that sounds pretty impressive.
A couple of times. But luckily I had my daggers with me, and they were enchanted with +1 to fuck you. So I was good to go.
Pretty sure that doesn't work in real life.
It really doesn't.
Anyway,
by a wolf, I would have shat myself.
No, you probably would have, stood up and they would have thought you was a bear.
It's this awesome new beard that I've got.
I'm a bear. Yeah.
Bears don't make that noise.
How do you know?
Because I've seen a bear.
No, I'm not talking about gay men. Anyway, so do you recommend the game? Obviously, you like the game. Is there any group of people who wouldn't like the game?
No.
Thanks really for keeping that PC.
Really
you totally could have gone off the wall.
Anyone that wouldn't like, unless you're one of those people that likes. Actually, no. You gotta love this game.
Okay. Because I couldn't get into Oblivion. It just seemed. I think it was a mix of the fact that it's. I have never really played a game with magic before, and that was confusing the hell out of me while I was trying not to die. And the fact that I was trying to play it on Xbox, which it clearly is not made to play on.
Well, this one seems like it was designed specifically with a controller in mind, which makes it kind of annoying for playing on the PC, because you can map your favorites, right? You can say,
well,
okay,
that's what it was in Oblivion, but when you have a four, the D-pad has up, down, left, right, and then all the in-betweens, my fat fingers can't do an in-between on that. So I can only really guess as to, I put magic in one corner, and then I put the swords in this corner, and then, so I just kind of, I put
Why?
Because I hope if I mash that corner with my fat thumb, I get something I need.
Why didn't you put it on left and right and up and down?
because there's multiples of each one, and each one, you know, if I have time to select, you know, like if the heal spell is on the far right, like the big right, but then okay. the, you know, the night vision, I can't remember what it's called, where you can see in the dark, that's on, like, you know, if you look at it, it's northeast on the D-pad. But I always
south. Does it rotate with you? Shut okay, down.
Look, the way that they set up the favorites is geared more toward the control or the console / controller player, well, which is fine. Yeah. Hold on, it's okay. fine until you get a fucking keyboard sitting in front of you, and now I've got 102 keys right here, but I can only map 6 of those keys to fucking spells.
Why don't you just get a fucking controller, man?
Because then I have less buttons, dickhead.
How
does that solve my problem?
Because you're only using less buttons, so it doesn't really matter, dickhead.
You shut your mouth.
Oh, sorry, logic.
I do have my controller logic fall for a while, and it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Yeah. Especially if you're trying to make a shot with your bow. I wouldn't recommend that.
That was something else I couldn't do in Oblivion, was archery anything past 2 feet, which kind of makes archery pointless. Life. Yeah. I could actually shoot a bow in real life, but in the game I was kind of like, that was annoying. I just wasted a bunch of arrows. Anyway, I'm probably going to give Oblivion another whirl, and I might try Skyrim, but...
Don't bother with it on your console.
But I don't have a PC that can run it.
How old? Didn't you just get a new computer?
Yeah, but it's got the integrated graphics in it. Because I don't...
People are playing Skyrim on computers that are like 3 and 4 years old. With but integrated graphics and everything.
Graphics? Okay.
You'll be fine. You won't be able to crank it up to fucking ultra, but that doesn't matter. The game is amazing.
Okay.
It's gorgeous if you have the graphics to pull it off. But there's so much. I am at level 18. I haven't even finished the first act yet because there's so much to run around and see.
And that was the other thing that pissed me off, is that I ended up getting 30 quests before I'd completed anything out, you know, other than the dungeon. Because you have to escape the dungeon at some point. And then after that, it's like, oh, I'm going to go get lost. And then it got stupid.
I like that. I like that I'm not being told you have to go here and then over here and then down there. I like that there's little stuff that the developers put in. Like there's a little shack off in the woods.
Yeah.
All by itself. And this woman is sitting out there and you can sit and watch and she'll go out and she'll tend to her garden.
That's really creepy. That's really creepy.
The creepy part is the fact that she's murdering people and putting them in her basement. And no, I didn't make that up.
Wow. But the thing is with me, maybe it was that I didn't pay attention to the dialogue enough. Because I think last time I played it, or when I actually sat down to play, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and it was not a good time to start because that's one of those, you know, take forever type things. So maybe I'll give it another whirl.
I think it all comes down to you suck at playing video games.
Well, we know this. We've discussed that.
Well, as long as we're putting it out there. So
yeah, we have been through that a couple of times.
But too many people, you know, I mean, it seems almost impossible to get new people into gaming that aren't into it because everyone's such a hardcore gamer. They rag on new people that aren't good at it.
Yeah.
Well, look, yeah,
there are plenty of difficulty settings in Skyrim so that you don't feel like
I'm not worried about the difficulty settings. I'm just worried about people with attention span problems, which I'm surprised as hell Vito got past the intro screen without...
If you have an attention span problem, this is the perfect game because you don't have to pay attention to shit. You know how much stuff I've found just because I was chasing a rabbit? I'm being 100% serious here.
Are you chasing a rabbit?
How do you survive in real life?
I was chasing the rabbit because I wanted to, number one, raise my archery skill, and number two, I wanted to get the skin from the rabbit and eventually from deer and elk and things so that I could make
it. Pardon me if I'm wrong, but archery does not involve chasing.
It does. Fucking rabbit runs away.
No, that's what the arrow is for. The arrow departs from the bow at a speed faster than the rabbit and closes the distance between itself and the rabbit until it, you know, kills the rabbit.
And when your horrible archery skills mean the rabbit runs away and around a rock, you have to go around the rock as well.
Or pick bigger targets.
And then when you pick a bigger target, I would shoot a deer. It would do almost no fucking damage because my archery skill was so low. And then I would end up chasing the fucking deer because the deer would run away.
But you get points every time you shoot and hit.
Grab it by the haunches and hump it into submission.
Well, thank you, Arkansas. Thank you.
Thank you, Dodgeball.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks, Paz O'Houlihan.
Yeah. So, that was stupid. Anyway.
I am proud to say that my archery skill is at 52 now, and I can drop a fucking elk with a single shot. You know, so no more chasing rabbits for this guy.
I'm not proud of that. I'm not even proud to know you. Good God. I want to kind of shoot myself in the face right now.
Well, you better use an arrow.
No, I better have Vito do it for me. He can chase me around.
Don't stand still, though. You got to be moving around. If you're standing still, there's no way I'm going to hit you. You got to apply the 5 Ds.
Wait, drunk, 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 and drunk.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Yeah, I think mine was a little more accurate.
Moving on.
Yeah, how about we talk about, I don't know, Chuck Norris or something.
Chuck Norris.
Does Chuck Norris play Skyrim?
No, but apparently approves WoW. Approves of the game World of Warcraft. He doesn't actually say he plays it, which is obvious. The guy probably can't do anything but punch and kick at this stage. But he does have a new commercial.
Yeah, for the longest time in World of Warcraft, it might still even happen. When you're running through an area, one of the Horde starting zones known as the Barrens, it was pretty much just inundated with Chuck Norris jokes constantly. No matter when you were there, it was
the internet?
Fucking constant Chuck Norris. No, the chat window, as soon as you went into the Barrens, was filled with Chuck Norris jokes. And then it stayed there until you left the Barrens. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that people hated leveling in the Barrens so much, is because it took you from level like 8 or 9, and you would go all the way to level mid-30s around there, like 33 to 35. Depending on how long you wanted to stick around. And that whole time, you're fucking dealing with Chuck Norris jokes. It was really irritating.
Well, just tell people to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it doesn't work on the internet, Ray.
Because that works on the internet.
Hey, it doesn't, because they're going to skull fuck their mother.
No, that sounds like Call of Duty chat. You're getting your game confused. Anyway,
Counter-Strike, sir.
Yeah, I know.
For those of you who don't feel like looking up the video, they actually make a character that looks somewhat like Chuck Norris in that it has a beard. And they have it do spinning ninja girly kicks. And it's kind of like the scene in The Matrix, second one, where Neo is beating up thousands and thousands of Smiths. And people just keep running up to him, and he just keeps doing roundhouse kicks and knocking them down. And then it says, "My name's Chuck Norris, and I approve this game," and then punches the camera. So... anyway, Chuck Norris decided to sell out. I don't understand.
Yeah, the Total Gym didn't do that for you?
Nah, I mean, then he tried to be all serious with, you know, politics. I don't know what the hell that was about. But then I guess at this point he's just like, I like money and my swimming pool is getting low on ones.
I'm not sure Chuck Norris knows they come in ones.
I'm pretty sure Chuck Norris is a cheapskate when it comes to strippers.
I'm pretty sure Chuck Norris is a devout Christian and he's never even seen a stripper.
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to you.
Dude, he was on a TV show. I'm pretty sure, a daytime TV show. I'm pretty sure half the people he worked with used to be strippers.
Are you talking about Walker, Texas Ranger?
Yeah. Have you seen the actresses on that? Of course. I didn't say they were good strippers. Anyway. Yeah, Gumper makes a good point. Apparently you haven't officially sold out until you hit the Home Shopping Network. Wait, has Snoop Dogg hit the Home Shopping Network? I know he's hit everything else, but he's still a sellout.
That's close enough.
Did he really?
Yeah, and you haven't seen the picture? Both of them are sitting in a kitchen, and the caption is, one of these people has been to jail. Or is a felon. And it's not Snoop Dogg.
Actually, yeah. I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg is a felon at this point.
Well, I don't think he's actually been arrested and prosecuted.
He was arrested at an airport for having
an illicit substance.
Oh, gee, guess what it was.
And firearms, if I recall.
Really? I didn't even think he carried a gun. Isn't it? It's P. Diddy as the guy who carries his umbrella.
That was Farnsworth.
Anyway. What the hell? Yeah. Chuck does advertisements. I'm pretty sure I'm going to ask him to do an advertisement for the Noisecast.
We got Mr. D.
Oh, good point. We do. If only we could have Bruce Lee do it. Anyway. Since this will be airing probably like the week after Christmas, we're going to go ahead and give you our Black Friday recommendations. Things to look out for. Obviously, these are cyber deals since none of you ever leave the house. You're all nerds. Nothing in particular, but Vito, what would be your recommendation for this holiday?
Well, if you can find it on a Black Friday sale, and you know that there's a person in your life that enjoys games that has not gotten it yet, which I find hard to believe.
Duke Nukem 3D. Or Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes, Duke Nukem 3D first, for sure.
First, go for Skyrim. If you can't find Skyrim, definitely Duke Nukem Forever. They will love you if you get them Duke Nukem Forever.
See, that's worse than coal. That's worse than taking a dump in someone's stocking.
That's worse than going to someone's house on Christmas and leaving them an Upper Decker.
That's a $60 gag gift. That's so not worth it.
Oh, no, it's not even $60 now. They've dropped the price so much. I think you can get it in the fucking bargain bin or, like, right next to it.
You get it free.
It's only, like, $20-25 now.
You get it free anytime you return something.
Hey, you guys want a copy of this Duke Nukem? You need to get rid of them. Or if they don't have an Xbox, PC, or PS3 that can play it, but they do have a Wii, you have got to grab Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I'm really tempted to. Apparently, Walmart is doing a limited edition $99 Wii Black Friday. And that and Skyward Sword are looking mighty tempting for myself.
Well, there you go.
Also, I know Vito has a 3DS, but in people, you hear it's cool and everything. I didn't realize how cool it was until I actually went and played with one in the store. Go play with one.
How cool was it?
You can't describe it. The 3D is actually really well done on it. I mean, I know Vito's already said this, but no one listens to him. But the reason I really want to pick it up is for Ocarina of Time, because my cartridge for my N64 finally took a dump.
Oh.
Yeah. Sad.
Sounds messy.
Well, it took the N64 with it, too. That's how bad it was.
I hope you washed your hands before you ate anything.
I didn't. What? I didn't take a dump into my hand. That time.
That time. Another time, though.
Yeah. Anyway, Ray, do you have any
Black
Friday
now? Legos. You can't go wrong with Legos.
Oh, speaking of Legos.
Are you an adult?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you gotta love Legos.
I know, but he gets so excited about everything that, like, a 4-year-old would be excited about. Yeah, speaking of Legos.
Fuck you. Speaking of Legos, there is If you have a Lego lover in your life.
And if you don't, go away.
Go and get them the Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar.
I think I might get that. That sounds awesome.
Now, my Aunt Tracy bought one for my son, but he doesn't like Legos. And she heard him say this to his cousin. So she was like, all right, well, since I know you like Star Wars and Legos, here, Merry Christmas to you. Happy early Christmas. And she handed it to me. And I was like, oh.
I think Advent calendars are awesome anyway. Just the idea of, like, one little thing every day is cool. But Legos and Star Wars?
Dude, because I am a cheating bastard and because she suggested it, she said, well, we'll just cut it so that we can see what you're getting. And she slit the little tape and we slid the tray out. And each day there's a little pouch with instructions on the flap to assemble all these little Lego figures. You got little Millennium Falcons and little TIE Fighters. And
they're like the small scale, like what, like 50 pieces each sort of thing?
Not even, like maybe 10, 15 pieces on the large side.
So you make like a Star Wars nativity scene.
Yeah.
With the Death Star. Man, the three Jar Jars followed the shining Death Star to the Skywalker in a manger.
And there are some minifigs in some of the days, but the very last day, December 24th, the very last day is a limited edition. Can only get it in this Yoda Santa Claus.
What?
Yep. Awesome.
Yoda dressed up as Santa Claus in minifig form, and that one little minifig alone you can get it for, like, people are selling for like $10+ on eBay for that one tiny little minifig.
That's ridiculous.
So naturally, that bitch ain't going nowhere but on my desk. Yeah. Just put that right there. You want something awesome for a Lego lover? Get them that. They'll fucking hump your leg.
Well, that's what I want out of my Lego lovers.
Good old leg dry humping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who said anything about dry?
Oh, hey.
It's only dry for the first minute.
Wow. And Vito just gave us an unprecedented look into his sexual prowess. Anyway. Yeah.
Now you know why I only have two kids.
Done. Yeah.
Keep going.
Moving on.
There's more topics. Keep going.
Yeah. Anyway. So, moving on to that. God. It's kind of sad when it stalls out my brain. I'm like, what can I think of to completely erase that from my mind? And then I think of that again. And then, anyway, apparently Russian hackers thought it would be hilarious to break into the Springfield, Illinois water utility and remotely destroy a water pump. I'm assuming what they did was they shut off certain things to it until it pretty much imploded.
Anyway, cool.
Yeah, so this isn't the only issue with infrastructure and internet access. Apparently,
we're going to look at this and say, "Well, that's pretty cool," and not.
No,
not cool that they did it. It's cool that they were able to from Russia into Illinois, fucking around with the pump. That's fucking impressive.
Well,
it's also shitty for,
you know, it honestly,
Illinois, because they got extra pump.
I doubt it. It says that they have had access to the system, may have had access to the system since September. Apparently, the hackers, using a Russian IP address, hacked the software vendor that makes the system that the water utility company uses. And then once they did that, they were able to access. And the vendor apparently stores usernames and passwords. And
there you go.
Who's the vendor? Fucking Sony?
Bazinga.
It doesn't say. You think they would say, because someone... Anyway.
Someone should be fired over that.
A lot of people should be fired over that, because plain text passwords are a no-no. You should never be able to...
That's rule number one.
Yeah, you should never be able to request an email and get your password in an email. You know, request your password and get it in an email. That's not how it works. Yeah. It says this, you know, someone is trying to make this out worse than it is. This software company, you know, what if they had been, you know, used to control nukes? Yeah,
it's
right.
It's pretty bad.
The fact that I'm pretty sure that sort of thing is not run by some random contractor, and anything, you know, nuke-based in the U.S. has gone through the government and has to go through their security protocols before they're even approved. Anyway. Yeah. But that's not the only thing that's been hacked recently. Apparently jails are easily accessed. So apparently...
No, I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not either. I mean, I'm surprised that they have electricity in most of them, but past that... See, for a mere $2,500 and a long night's worth of coding, you could potentially access a prison's industrial control systems, which is essentially the same sort of thing that these people did with the water pump. So once you get into the system, you have access to their virtual switchboard or control panel or whatever. But the other thing with jails is apparently not all of them are connected to the internet, which is a good thing because there's no need for them to be.
Yeah.
But apparently it doesn't take very long to get around that if you can bribe a guard to stick a USB drive into a computer. It's even easier, apparently, to do it that way.
Wow.
Damn, guards be stupid these days. Can you just shove this in your computer? Don't worry about what's on it.
Okay, have you ever read... I have a paper that somebody wrote on social engineering and how ridiculously easy it is. And there's tons of videos out there. If you look up social engineering DEF CON 2011 on YouTube, look them up. They're ridiculously... All you have to do is...
on stupid people.
Yeah,
well, people are stupid.
Yeah, and I know you might, but not everyone checks badges when someone's in their office. If you work on the fifth floor, then you assume that that person got to the fifth floor via the front desk, and that the front desk checked their credentials, which, I mean, come on, that guy's paid just over minimum wage. You think he cares?
Yeah, dude, I've been working in my building for 4 years. People still stop me and ask me to see my ID. Like, really? I'm not exactly the new guy, but people still stop, and that's a good thing when you're dealing with the kind of shit we have.
Well, that and the fact that you look like a retard, and they're wondering what retards are doing in there.
It's the beard, I'm telling you. I'm creeping
out. The beard.
Blame the facial hair.
It is the beard. It's growing in all patchy and red and white trash.
So you're saying it's No Shave November. I guess we'll go on to WTF news from there. Since
news are really bad. Why not?
There we go. Let's go ahead and clear my throat. Anyway, Florida seems to reign supreme as usual. Florida derp.
Derp.
This is a story from 2009. However, it's still highly entertaining. She took his sex toy, and he really, really wants it back, is the title. Apparently in Niceville, Florida, cops were called.
Manhandle, so just for people who don't know,
you know, I'm pretty sure most
made up town name. I'm not going to lie.
No, it really is the name of a town and it's up in the panhandle where most Floridians don't consider it to actually be part of Florida.
Well, most of the stories we get that involve trailer parks are out of the panhandle. I mean, the panhandle is the only part of Florida that's considered the South. And they're just as bad as the rest of it.
I wish Florida would take it back. We have enough problems with Mississippi.
Alabamans are thankful for Mississippi, because without Mississippi, we'd be bottom of the list on everything.
We're right there with you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're at the top when it's alphabetical.
Shut the
fuck up. I'm surprised you know what an alphabet is.
I know the alphabet.
Ha ha ha! Shut up. Anyway, this guy lived. The woman lived with him for a week and then took his $70 dildo.
His. She took his dildo.
Hold on. The cop asked him if he'd bought it for the woman. The guy said yes, as well as other women.
So it was like, whoa. A dildo?
Well, sharing is caring.
Look, and unless you're shooting porn, women should not be sharing dildos. And even then, it's suspect.
I mean, come on. They're not $70? I mean, if the guy's really that upset about it.
I'm not really up enough on my dildo market.
That seems like a lot of money.
It does seem like a lot of money for something using your vagina.
Yeah. Or
your ass.
Yeah.
Or that other place.
That other place.
But that's where the poop goes.
And I'd love to see that end up going to court and see it on like Judge Judy or something. And then they always bring the evidence up to her. They like slap this $70 bottle up on her desk. She's like, "Oh, I like this model."
That would be great television right there.
Great is maybe better television.
Yeah,
be.
Watch the hell out of that.
Hold on a second. Before we move on to another story, I want to point out that in the Twitter updates from 11 hours ago, in the Niceville sex toy story, if you look down at the Twitter updates, it says, Niceville voted best place to raise children.
Yeah, but then it says Florida.
Disagrees. Well, for obvious reasons.
It's a nice panhandle town with a population of slightly less than 12,000 and a tooth count of slightly less than 10.
I love the lady writing these articles. She is the best.
Dude, if I had her job, I mean, come on. The people who she's writing about can't read. It doesn't matter. Apparently, until 1910, Niceville was called Boggy.
They really picked the better name, I tell you what.
Yeah. But she suggests Nutsville. I don't know.
Apparently she's not a fan of Niceville.
Well, that's because after that, there's a list of all the fucked up stories they've gotten from Niceville.
Yeah, and the first one is teen charged with indecent exposure while at church.
Well, I think we should read that one.
Okay, you're 14 years old and bored with your Sunday worship service in Niceville. Okay. So this kid decides to expose himself and possibly masturbating. I don't know, possibly. It's kind of clear whether or not.
You either got your dick out or you don't.
Well, no. There's, you know, dick out, dick not out. But then there's playing with it and not playing with it.
The boy allegedly told officers he was playing with it. Well, the kid said he was playing with it. So.
Yeah. Well, he obviously shook it more than 3 times.
I've been in a few churches in my day, and not once I ever thought about just rubbing one out right there.
Or even just touching myself. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, there's a lot of people around, and I'm sure they're all as bored as I am, and someone's going to watch me do this.
Dude, I went to a Southern Baptist church. I felt dirty just being there. They have a way of making you feel bad about everything that's rivaled only by Catholics.
And sometimes not even, because they're not so direct, Catholics.
Yeah, Catholics guilt trip you. The Southern Baptists, they just tell you straight out.
Yeah, they call you out by name. Wow. Yeah. I've been to a couple of, actually in Alabama, the choir trip when I was in high school. I went through a couple of them. And yeah, not a fan. Anyway, go ahead and get rid of that specific thing. Here's a fun one. Have you ever thought about getting plastic surgery, perhaps an ass implant? Well, don't go to this guy, because he'll inject, let me look at the list of things that he put in there. It's cement, glue, and tire sealant.
Super glue, mineral oil, fix a flat.
There you go. He mixes those together and injects them into your ass to give you a big ass.
Well, how big of a needle do you think he uses?
And I'm sure it's probably one of those turkey injection needles.
I see someone with a syringe like that, and you're like, you're going to put that where? I'm just walking away.
Okay, yeah, but you probably...
Look, cement isn't the most viscous material.
Ooh, points for using viscous in a sentence.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it means like concrete cement or rubber cement. Yeah, cement, I mean, it's kind of a broad term.
When you count the other stuff.
Yeah.
Super glue and fix-a-flat.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know what kind of person, not only what kind of person thinks this up, but what kind of person lays still long enough to be stabbed in the ass with a turkey baster filled with this shit.
While paying for it.
Yes. Paying $700 for it.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. And if you look at the picture of this cross-dressing thing, who doesn't ever either pull off man or woman really well, there's a face shot where you can tell it's obviously a man cross-dressing. And then there's a body shot where her shoulders are about average width, and then it goes down, and her ass is twice as wide as her shoulders, it seems. But that only
It looks like she's wearing General Patton pants.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Or like the Mountie pants from like Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like. But I think that's probably the R&D portion of his business.
You know? R&D.
Yeah.
Gross.
Anyway.
Can you fix that?
Yeah, you cut off the head. Anyway, this procedure wasn't conducted in the clinic, and that surprised somebody. The woman who had it injected that got this guy arrested developed what somebody termed as severe complications. Very severe pain in the abdomen and throughout her body, and she knew something was wrong.
Should have known something was wrong when you didn't have this done at a hospital.
No.
Or by a guy who had degrees on his wall that said, hey, I'm a certified butt booster.
Well, wow, that sounds awesome. The thing is, under the table plastic surgery isn't exactly a new thing. So, I mean, the Botox injections, there were...
We did have a lady a while back who injected hot beef fat into her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot about her.
I mean, if you Google fake Botox, there's all sorts of
Isn't
stories.
It just called Botox?
Well, it's the same basic thing, like silicone caulk. I mean, okay. People have used that in people's lips, and that's super healthy. But people go in and they pay for these because they're cheaper and they're told that it's okay. And the people who would obviously pay $200 for
they're going to be putting fucking.
It's under the table. It's
my fucking face. I'm going to be like, no.
They don't tell you. They don't tell you that.
Going to go for this kind of procedure to begin with.
They don't tell you
that.
They say, oh no, I was a doctor in Mexico, but I lost my license when I came. Just let me finish.
Definitely don't need to be going.
Just say my license doesn't carry over to the U.S. and this is Botox that I have shipped to me from my cousin in Mexico. So they think obviously these people aren't very intelligent, so they pay you for what's obviously a drunk guy with a big needle and a bunch of caulk from Home Depot. The people getting it aren't very smart, but. You don't have to be very smart to trick a stupid person either.
Well, I will agree.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently she decided not to tell the doctors what happened. So
I think it's pretty obvious at that point.
Well, I don't know. He was charged with practicing medicine without a license.
Ma'am, why do you have cement and fix-a-flat in your butt?
Well, see, I think
it'd work on my tires. I thought it'd work on my ass.
Fix your flat booty.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, that's like a literal translation of what's wrong. Like, what's wrong with your butt? What don't you like about your body? Oh, my butt's kind of flat. We have something to fix that.
I bought it at Walmart.
Nobody likes fix a flat. Even mechanics don't like it. It screws up your tire so bad, and they take it off. Anyway, Anyway, it says, make sure you go, the end of the story, make sure you go to someone who's board certified to do the procedure. Yeah. If only it were that simple. Pick stupid. And here's a magic thing that was added to the topic list. I don't know who added this. Man walks into house and puts up Christmas decorations. In Vandalia, Ohio, sorry, was a family in Vandalia is in shock when a man broke into their house, made himself at home, and even put up Christmas decorations. Police say the man's strange behavior may involve bath salts.
Shit's crazy, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, oh, by the way.
So not only does it make you fuck goats, it also makes you want to put up Christmas decorations.
Yeah, and it's illegal to buy bath salts in Alabama. Because they don't want you decorating other people's houses.
According to police, an 11-year-old boy came home to find a stranger sitting on their couch.
Yeah, and then, what do you mean a man is in our house? You don't know if he has a gun or a knife? So apparently he had a pocket knife.
Apparently this boy did not do a thorough search of the situation.
Yeah, apparently this 11-year-old doesn't watch enough TV to take down a grown man. Kung Fu and whatever the hell else.
All right, Jackie Chan, calm down.
Yeah, sorry, that's Chuck Norris. Anyway, the man tried his best to be polite to the 11-year-old, saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you, I'll get my things and go.
What a weird fucking dude.
You know, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Bath salts.
Bath salts.
You know, I was giving the guy a little credit. I mean, if it was a legitimate drug, you know, it'd be kind of funny, but... Bath salts. The guy has a history of drug abuse and apparently is now charged with burglary.
I mean, I guess there's worse things he could have done.
Like the 11-year-old.
Oh. Hey! All right, Jerry Sandusky, calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
That guy. That guy has no friends right now. The only friend he has, he's paying a lot of money for, and it's his lawyer.
Who's also a dumbass.
Yeah, both interviews, the phone interview with Sandusky himself, and then the interview with the lawyer, it's like, come on, are you both going to plead insanity on this?
We all know you're a pervert already.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he never said, no, I am not sexually attracted to children, it was like,
I like young people.
Yeah, so maybe I shouldn't have showered naked with 11-year-olds. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway. That whole thing, I don't think we're going to go there.
Yeah, I cannot weigh in on this because I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, they don't have TV in Skyrim land. Actually, I guess it's just Skyrim. It's not Skyrim land, it's just Skyrim. That's the area, right? Yeah.
Skyrim is a province, yes.
Yeah, okay. I remember that from the map in Oblivion. Anyway. So, I guess that wraps it up, unless any of our fancy... two people in the chat have a topic for us. Yeah, been 2 seconds and I didn't see anything.
Do, 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 do.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the night. Once again, this is the Noisecast, in case you forgot. You've made it through an hour and 20 minutes without remembering who the hell we are. Congratulations. You're special.
You have the same attention span we do.
Yay! So tonight we had with us Gonzo, who was surprisingly productive.
And I still don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You seem to care a little bit tonight.
Well, you know, what can I say? Gotta pick up the slack. There's only three of us.
Yeah. We had Vito, or what do you want to go by? Vito? Gonzo? Who wants to go by their name?
I don't really give a shit. Whatever you want to do, let's just pick something and go with it.
Okay, Vito.
I'm going to go chase some rabbits.
And I'm your host, Chris. Make sure to check us out during the week. We'll try to have a few more posts up this week than last week. Sorry about the disappointment.
Can't control the news.
Yeah, well, that and the fact that we've all been fairly busy. Vito's been playing Skyrim nonstop. Gonzo is busy not caring, and the rest of us are doing other things. Anyway, be sure to check us out on Twitter. You can get our updates for our articles. We'll talk to you back and forth on there. It's twitter.com/noisecast. We have a Google Plus page. You can look us up on there. Also Facebook, where you can get our updates, and we'll randomly chat with you. We'll ask you questions. We'll poll you. We'll make fun of you. Whatever you feel like dealing with that.
And by this time next week, we will have the sickest MySpace page on the web.
Get fucked.
I'm sorry. I had to bring it back.
I thought we were doing Diaspora. Oh, yeah. I guess we forgot to cover that one. Oh, well.
I can't. Look, I'm not going to do it if I can't pronounce it.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. This has been episode 53 of The Noisecast.
Good night, morons.